Law enforcement oversight in King County, according to the auditors, is either non-existent or ineffective. Auditor Justin Anderson told the King County Council they found numerous examples of officer misconduct complaints simply disappearing.
They weren't missing in the sense that they were lost, but they'd essentially been abandoned, that the incident had entered the track, but then no longer been followed up once it had been referred out to the field or other units for further investigation.
About how many of those incidents are we talking about in what time period?
Roughly 100.
And that's just within the last year. King County Council members are frustrated by what they see as a lack of progress in making the sheriff's office more accountable. After all, it was 5 years ago that a blue ribbon panel was set up to improve accountability. Councilwoman Kathy Lambert is disturbed by the fact that so many field supervisors still fail to follow up on officer misconduct complaints.
To me, that's a passive-aggressive behavior. And passive-aggressive behavior is the same as saying buzz off. To me, that's not okay.
The King County Sheriff acknowledges it will take an institutional mindset shift to make the department more accountable. Police misconduct cases have cost the department in both public trust and money. In one high-profile case, the county paid out $10 million to settle with a man who was left brain damaged after being slammed into a wall by a King County deputy. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.